Yeah, this was a storage unit that was broken into on the 25th of November. Between the 25th of November, Wednesday, and Thursday, 26th of November. It's a storage unit at the back of Neil T. Blaney Road, between the retail park and behind the units at TK Maxx and Boots. And there, there's a storage unit in the back, and it was broken into. Nothing was taken, but quite a substantial amount of damage was caused. And would like to speak to anybody that maybe could help us with that. Anybody that has any CCTV or might have seen somebody at the back of the retail units on the 25th of November to the 26th of November. So that's the garage that are kind of investigating at 074-9167-100. The next one then, Greg, is theft of... It's quite a substantial monetary value of... oysters in their bags that were harvested and taken from Cadbury Quigley's Point on Thursday the 26th of November between 10 a.m. and midnight. Oh, sorry, between 10 a.m. And midday. There was over 230 pre-graded oyster bags, and it's a substantial loss to the injured party. The bags were stolen from the shore area, which is a fairly remote area, I've led to believe, and we're appealing to anyone who may have heard or seen anything or knows what these bags of oysters are. I'm sure they're a small community that deals with oysters and stuff.
Yeah, and so. I'm not linking anything or suggesting that, but this is not the first crime in this area, not a geographical area, but targeting this type of operation either too, which is somewhat peculiar.
Yeah, it's peculiar, surely. And it just brings me on to my second appeal in relation to mollusks in my own area in Fulcara at Maroti Beach. We had a man had gathered six bags of winkles. And these were taken from Maroti Beach between the 27th and the 30th. So that was Friday, I think, until Monday at midday. I suppose you might be asking, how did they sit on the beach? But this man has a way of anchoring them and concealing them under seaweed and stuff. But it was quite a lot of work for one man to be gathering up, because these winkles, they're periwinkles, they're called.
They're tiny wee things.
And from speaking to Adrian, this investigating, that he tells me that... again, they're worth quite a lot of money, and this man has spent several days gathering these things up.
Does he have any insight as to are they lifted to be sold onto a market, to be sold as a food product, or does he have a theory in that regard?
Yeah, well, the market is in France and Spain.
Right.
Apparently these winkles are their traditional Christmas meal. Instead of, like we would have our turkey and ham, they would have a bowl of winkles.
Yeah, and we export most of our oysters in that direction as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's a small amount of people who have been involved in this business. We have got several avenues of investigation open, and we're looking into it, because in fairness, we're not connecting the theft of the oysters to the winkles.
Of course, I understand.
I think now that it's more of a local issue here, the one in Maroti, you know. But this man has spent 4 or 5 days hard work gathering these up, and now if anybody knows where they are, maybe could they get back to us?